Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and I'm at the Design to Part Show in Philadelphia today, standing in front of the Westport Precision booth with Jed Perkins. Hi, Jed.
Good afternoon.
So, your sheet metal fabrication, machining, laser cutting and such, can you run through your services a little quick for me, please?
Yeah, we're a mid-sized sheet metal fabricator offering laser services, welding, forming, finishing.
Excellent. So I see here you've got some enclosures. You obviously do them for systems, power systems, regular systems that include power in them. But what kind of capabilities do you offer your clients? Like, in other words, are there any size restrictions to what you offer? Is there any technical restrictions or are there any technical advantages you offer?
Now, I think we pretty well offer a pretty wide range. We've just put on board a brand new fiber optic laser, which opens the field up to different kinds of materials like titanium, Inconel, copper, brass, certain items that some of the CO2 lasers can't cut.
Excellent. Now, what kind of trends have you been seeing from your clients? Are there any demands for certain technologies, or is there a direction you're seeing things going?
No, it's pretty much everybody wants everything right away, and it's a wide range, commercial, military, aerospace. Everybody is, they seem to be busy, but not that busy.
Understood. What about the core technologies? Do you see any certain core technologies gaining in vogue or losing attraction?
I think any kind of new machines that are coming out today in the sheet metal industry, they're all much faster. Today you could probably use a third of the equipment that you would buy 10 years ago than you would have had to buy 10 machines then. You only need to buy three now because it's so much faster and they're so much quicker.
And what about the tools? I guess they're computer controlled to the last iota.
Yeah, a lot of the tooling, a lot of the milling centers, again, are also very high-end now. But a lot with the laser capabilities now, that's a lot of the tooling's going away for the sheet field. You don't need any tooling when you're cutting with lasers and fiber optic lasers.
So what about is there anything about Westport's specific core competencies you'd like to tout?
I think we're pretty much very similar to a lot of the mid-sized job shops in the state of Connecticut and New England. Our advantages are probably we have a sales team that they interact with the customers directly, and they're not so much call the office. They'll actually go deliver the parts, talk to them, work with them with designs. All these guys have got 20, 30 years experience in the sheet metal, so they can help design parts for them. High-tech as far as the new fiber optic laser, that's one of the first in New England, along with we just got one of the first new automated tool changer forming machines. So if you want to form a part, as long as you have a 3D file, it can go right to the machine and it picks the tools for you, reducing setup costs for forming brakes, which is the big cost of all brakes.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Jed. I really appreciate that information. We should bring you back on the show sometime and chat about manufacturing again, a little bit downstream, see what the tech's gone.
Very good. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.